That is a prayer within itself. Lord, stand by me. We need the Lord by our side. This is a rough road that we have to travel. And I don't know about you, but I need help in traveling this road, giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, to the pastor of this great church, the Reverend Dr. Leach, and to Sister Reverend Leach, lovely wife, other associate ministers and officers and members of this great church. It's good to be here. This is the second night of your revival. I usually say this, I know the groundwork has already been laid and prepared on yesterday, but I always like to make it clear, I didn't bring your revival. I have a message that the Lord has given me. But the revival must start within each individual. Amen. It's not going to do any of us any good to attend services, hear good singing and praying and preaching, and then leave. And on tomorrow morning, you are in no better shape spiritually than when you started. Are you with me?
Yes.
This is a revival. And I don't know about you, Morning Star, but I feel that all of us, pulpit, choir, pew, we need reviving. We need reviving. You see, there's enough evilness in this world that will drain you of what you think you have. We need reviving.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I want to thank this pastor for thinking of me. You know, little old Jones over there at Zion, little old Zion Memorial. To come here. I thank him for that. He didn't have to invite me. There are plenty of preachers with good messages he could have invited. So I'm appreciative. I really am for being invited. I need you all to pray for me, pray with me. But before we go any further, I want to recognize the members of the Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church who are here to give support. Will you please stand? Come on, Zion. Amen. 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 And you've seen the choir. You've seen the choir. I want to call your attention tonight. Now, I need your prayers. I want to call your attention to a few verses from the Acts of the Apostles that was read in your hearing. 27th chapter. I want to look at verses 42 through 44. It said, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Good to see Reverend Coleman here too. I told him he's from a man and he had his, some of his members. I want to tonight for just a little while, amount of time that the Spirit has given me to stand here. I want to talk about surviving in a shipwrecked world. Surviving in a shipwrecked world. I'm dealing with this passage of Scripture tonight because any time we gather for worship, there are always persons in the crowd who are going through something. And in going through something, they need to hear a word that will inspire them, encourage them, give them some hope, assure them that they can make it, so that they can run on, see what the end is going to be. In the Word of God, you will find that in the thought of Jesus Christ, life will be rough and rugged, even for those whose hearts and minds are stayed on Him. You will find passages meant to warn the disciples of the storm. And they were following Jesus. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there are going to be some storms in your life. We have grown mightily in our Christian life when we come to understand that in giving our hearts to God, we have made no deal with Him that will cause us to be exempt from the experiences of common life. Storms are going to come in our lives. With some storms, you know that they are coming before they reach you. You just know they're coming. Other storms will come upon you unexpectedly. But every Christian will witness some storms in his or her life. Are you all praying with me now? There are those who would suggest that you and I live in a storm cycle. That is to say, that every person under the sound of my voice tonight is in one of three places. You are in a storm. You just came out of a storm. Or you're on your way back into a storm. However, do not get too upset about the storms, for we can learn some lessons from storms. The words of our text tonight come to us concerning the Apostle Paul. Paul had been arrested for preaching the gospel in Jerusalem. Dr. Leach, I know before God called you, you didn't know that you could get in trouble for preaching the word. Let me put it this way. I didn't know. But I soon found out. Paul had been tried before Felix and before Festus. And ultimately, he was taken before Agrippa. It was there before Agrippa that Paul gave his testimony. And after hearing the apostle testify, Agrippa said, "You almost persuaded me to be a Christian." But my brothers and my sisters, the world needs real Christians. Not almost Christian. Am I right? Almost is the same as not being a Christian. Almost will not get you where you need to be. Appealing to Agrippa based on his Roman citizenship, Paul asked to stand before the Roman Emperor Caesar. Agrippa agreed, and Paul was placed as a prisoner on a boat headed toward Rome. While traveling, they encountered some difficult weather. And then they pulled ashore for a while to wait things out. That is when Paul warned them. Paul said, "I perceive that this trip is going to be disastrous. And we need to stay right where we are." But the text says that the soldier in charge of the ship listened to the captain instead of the preacher. Oh, my brothers and sisters. But Pastor, I know you don't have that problem. But I've been through it. Sometime folk would rather listen to Oprah than to listen to the preacher. You know, how often do we take our signals from wrong people? How often do we attach ourselves to those who do not know the way and end up making wrong decisions? Verse 13 informs us that when they felt a gentle wind, they thought they were all right to set sail again. Therefore, they start sailing again. And verse 14 informs us that not long after they started sailing, out of nowhere, there arose a violent storm. The text says that the men were caught up in a storm. The Bible says that at this point, Paul interrupted the men and said to them, "For there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer." Paul said, "For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." In other words, my brothers, we are going to lose the ship, but we'll make it through the storm. That was Paul's testimony. But the Bible says that after 14 days and nights without seeing the sun, the men gave up all hope. Paul spoke up again and said, I know you haven't seen the sun. I know your situation is dark. But let me tell you one more time, I believe God. And I'm going to take God at his word. Despite the details of my situation. Oh, is there anybody here tonight was made up in his or her mind that yes, it's dark. Yes, it's raining. Yes, I have storms in my life. But I believe God. And I'm going to take God at his word. Despite the situation that I'm in. In other words, yes, I'm having some problems. Things are rough. Life is in a shambles. However, if God says that I'm going through, I'm going through. Here, they are caught up in the storm, and the text says that they began to get closer to land. They assessed the situation again, and there was a couple of men who decided that they were going to abandon ship. Oh, my brothers and sisters, even in the house of God, every now and then, you will encounter those who will abandon ship. Am I right? Some will abandon ship by leaving the church. Others will abandon ship by just turning off their mind. They may still have their name on some ministry, but they have abandoned ship. They may still attend church, but they have abandoned ship. They may be present, but their heart is somewhere else. They have abandoned ship. Paul looked at the centurion and said, "We got to stay together. If you're going to survive, everybody has got to stay on the ship." And that is God's word to somebody who is thinking about jumping ship tonight. The word is that if things are going to work out, and if you're going to be able to keep it together, everybody's got to stay on board the ship. I'm talking about some husband. I'm talking about some wife. I'm talking to some church member who is about to jump ship. Everybody has to stay on the ship. We, my brothers and sisters, we do not have control of the storm, but God is still watching us. If we are going to be what we ought to be, we must learn how to weather some storms. Am I right? The text said that the sailors checked the depth of the water again. They ran into a sandbar and the ship began to be torn to pieces. Now I must inform you tonight that staying on the ship is no guarantee that your surroundings will not fall apart sometimes. However, it is a way to be saved. The soldier decided that he was going to kill the prisoner. But Paul told him, you don't have to kill us. God is going to spare every life. Just swim for the shore. And those who cannot swim, float in on broken pieces. Hang on to the pieces of the ship. The Bible says that they made it to a little island. It was there on the island that they took a head count and discovered that all 276 men were alive and well. Well, I told you the story. But what are the lessons we can learn from the story? I want to suggest that, first of all, the perfect storm teaches us how to get rid of some unnecessary things. You see, the Bible says that in the midst of the storm, they evaluated the weight of the ship. They discovered it was too heavy. It says that they began to cast the extra cargo overboard with their own hands. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I need to tell you that when you are in a storm, there may be something that need casting overboard. God will make it clear in the storm about what you need to get rid of. In other words, God will tell you the stuff you need to get rid of. Some of us may be carrying some unnecessary stuff. There are some things in life that were necessary yesterday, but today they're only dead weight. We must learn how to get rid of unnecessary stuff that are keeping us from reaching our goal. That's keeping us from being all that God wants us to be. Somebody here tonight, God is trying to bless you, but he's waiting for you to get rid of some stuff. You may need to cast some stuff overboard. You may need to cast that bad attitude overboard. You may need to cast selfishness overboard. You may need to cast that bad relationship that you're in overboard. But it's in your hand to do the casting. Can't anybody get rid of some of the mess that you're carrying but you? Your ship is too heavy with all of that stuff, and it's causing you to sink. Oh, you do not need it anyway. It's just holding you down. But there's something else. I'll be finished in a minute. there's something else in this text.
Well.
Not only do you need to learn how to get rid of unnecessary stuff,
well.
But also I want to suggest that in the midst of the storm, you have to learn to recognize the people that God put on your ship just for you. Oh, you may have some folk on your ship that God did not put there. They are there because you put them there. You invited them to go alone. Without God's approval.
Yes.
You need somebody on your ship that knows how to trust God.
Yes.
Am I right?
Amen.
Oh, a messenger from the Lord had visited Paul and told him that the ship and cargo would be lost. But that all of the passengers would be spared.
Yes.
God gave Paul a special word of encouragement at the right time. Today we may have visions, but we do not have the promises of God's word to encourage us. What a testimony Paul was to his people. Sometimes we, Heavenly Father, help me here, make it clear, but we have to go through some stuff and we don't recognize the word of God. So we miss the encouragement.
Yeah.
Oh, allow me to raise the question tonight. Is there a Paul on your ship?
Yeah.
Is there anyone in your life who can get in touch with God on your behalf when you're going through a storm?
Yeah.
See, sometimes we are holding on to folk who don't even know God. When the storms come, we go running to ungodly folk, looking for godly answers. Or is there anybody who can get Jesus on the line and tell him all about what you are going through? Is there anybody in your life who can show up and share a word from the Lord with you? In the midst of your storm.
Yes,
oh, that gossiping person can't help you.
No.
That troublemaking person can't help you.
No.
That person with a bad attitude can't help you.
No.
You need somebody who is on speaking terms with the Lord.
Yes.
You need a Paul on your ship.
Yes, sir.
You have a Paul on your ship.
Yeah.
You ought to be glad, because no matter what storm you go through, there's always a word from the Lord.
Amen.
That word helps you to hold on until the sun shines again.
Yes,
oh, is there anyone here tonight who has ever shown up with a heavy heart and a burdened spirit? But the Lord sent a word that was tailor-made just for your situation. That word held you until the storm was over. Oh, I don't know about you, but I need a word tonight that will hold me while the storm of life is raging. I need a word tonight that will encourage me not to give up when I'm in the storm. I need a word tonight that says weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I need a word tonight. Notice one more thing that I find here. Even the worst storm cannot hide the face of God or hinder the purposes of God. Paul received the word of assurance that they needed. And God overruled so that his servant arrived safely in Rome. All the prisoners were ordered to swim to their safety. Right in the midst of your worst storm, God will send you some hope. Imagine the previous conversation among the soldiers. They had said, kill them all. Now they say, let those who can swim jump in the water and swim to land. That was hope, I tell you. In the midst of the storm, we need hope. In our text tonight, the water was turbulent. But the people had a chance. The winds were blowing, but they had a chance. I can hear them saying, I can just make it. If I can just make it to the other side. They did not know what was next, but the shore meant a chance to live. It gave them hope. Hope is all you need when you are battling a tough storm. You may not know how to survive through another year, but if you just remember that there's a shore somewhere ahead, and make it through today. Really, all you need is enough to make it through the right now. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Without hope, you are dead. But if you have hope, you can live. You need to decide within yourself and say, I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not going to stop coming to church. I will make it through the storm one day. I may not get there today, but I'll take one day at a time. Notice that there was hope for those who could not swim. Those who could not swim were told to get a hold of some broken pieces. Now, I realize that some folk can't swim. They do not have enough buoyancy to keep them from going under. And you know the storm is so bad until they cannot even tread water. Spiritually, they just cannot get through the water to the other side. For those who have not learned to swim yet, my recommendation tonight is to keep on practicing. But until then, you need a flotation device. You need something that will keep your head above water. Paul told the men, if you cannot swim, get a hold of some broken pieces of the ship and hold on until you get to dry land. And you need to know tonight that when you are going through some storm, you can survive on broken pieces of faith. You may only have pieces of your faith left, but let me tell you, just hold on to what you have. If you exercise the faith that you have, it will start growing. Hold on to what you have. Somebody might be saying, I don't have anything. Well, let me remind you of something that I believe you do have. He fed you when you were hungry. Hold on to that. He clothed you when you were naked. Hold on to that. He healed you on your sick bed. Hold on to that. He put a shelter over your head. Hold on to that. He has been a friend when you were friendless. Hold on to that. Just remember, if he did it before, he can do it again. Am I right about it? I say, am I right about it? Somebody's life tonight has been broken and fragmented by one storm or another. But you should know tonight that you can make it on what you have left. When you have a peace and a promise, that's all you need. Is there anybody here tonight who's a witness that you can make it on what's left? Somebody counted you out. Somebody wrote you off. They turned their backs on you. They walked off and left you. But all you have left are broken pieces. But you can testify tonight, I'm still here. I'm here because with God I can make it on what's left. I'm here because God is still in control of the ship. Oh, my brothers and sisters, no matter how long the storm rages, no matter how long it's been since you've seen sunlight, God is watching you. The storm is passing over. No matter what you're going through, the storm is passing over. You cannot pay your bills, but the storm is passing over. You're having problems in your marriage, but the storm is passing over. You have sickness in your body, but the storm is passing over. I heard the songwriter sing, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I'm glad tonight, even though there's a storm brewing out on the sea of life, and it's moving this way, my soul is anchored in Jesus, and I will not drift away. The reason I will not drift away, because I'm sailing, I'm sailing on the old ship of Zion. There is no danger. Yes, there is no danger in the water, because King Jesus is my captain. And it has landed many a thousand. Jesus is on board. He is alright. He's alright. Do you know he's alright? Do I have a witness here? Do you know he's alright? Won't he bring you through the storm? Won't he make a way for you? I know he will. You can make it. You can make it. Don't give up. Grab on to your broken pieces and just hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Jesus will make a way somehow. Won't he make a way for you? The Lord will make a way. Somehow. Won't he make a way? Have you tried? Oh, I don't believe you know what you're talking about. He will make a way for you. He will. Like a ship that's tossed and driven, Lord, I'm battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and the fury fall on me, I wonder what I have done, Lord, that makes this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow. Help me, choir. The Lord
will make a way.
Yes, somehow. Lord, a wind beneath the cross I bow. He will take away each child. You just let him have your burden right now. But when the load bears down so heavy, you know the way upon my brow. You know that there a sweet relief in no hope. Oh, the Lord will make a way somehow. One more thing I want to say. Try to do my best in service. Lord, I try to live the best I can. When I choose to do the right thing, you know evil is present on every hand. Oh, but I look up and wonder why, Lord, that good fortune's passed me by. Then I say to my soul, be patient. The Lord will make a way somehow. You know the Lord. The doors of the church open. Let us all stand to our feet. The doors of the church open. There may be somebody here tonight. You may not know Jesus in the free pardon of your sin. If you're here, we bid you come. The Bible tells us to believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Accept Him into your heart. It's not difficult. If you're not saved, come now. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Will there be one tonight?